The Sexual Assault Responder Network, number 2.
Educational, human-centered, and encouraging content that makes a difference. This is Module Online Training.
It's the Sexual Assault Responder Network. I'm John Alexander. If you're on social media, specifically Instagram, then you might have noticed a lot of teal-colored posts on your timelines. People taking selfies in teal t-shirts, teal ribbons showing up in unexpected places. That's because it's Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The general goal of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, or SAM for short, is to raise public awareness around sexual violence and to educate communities. This month, specifically, the campaign concentrates on We Can Build Safe Online Spaces. And that is really fitting, right? Because most of us have had to stay home during the pandemic, and most of us are already online. Whether it's for social media, or for school, or for work. So those spaces online need to be safe as well, which is why the National Sexual Violence Resource Center set up a full online toolkit for anyone to access on their website at nsvrc.org.
There's memes and pictures and all these different tools for you to use. So they're basically virtual event templates that already live there for you.
That's Yolanda Edrington, director of the National Sexual Violence Resource Center.
If you're like, oh man, I've wanted to do this and I wanted to do that, but I didn't have the time or I didn't know where to start, we did the whole thing for you. And you can just go straight to the website and be able to get it and make it easier to just really build that awareness because we're all online.
And because we're all online, we need to talk about consent as well. Because when you think about the internet and safety, you might primarily think about internet privacy. But the conversation surrounding internet privacy shouldn't just be about avoiding sketchy apps, creating strong passwords, or covering your webcam with a piece of tape. The conversation should also be about consent and prevention.
So, and I'll use what we're going through right now as a nation, right? We have COVID-19 and we've come up with all of these preventative measures. And we have jumped right in, and I'm using this as an example to show all of us that this is doable. Prevention is actually doable, and we have done it. We're wearing masks, we're washing our hands, we're doing that like it's second nature to us, right?
And a big part of building safe online spaces is building a support system, being kind, listening, not blaming, and believing survivors.
What I would like to see happen is that we believe survivors. In a, like, as simple as that, no shaming, no blaming, that we provide a support system. So if someone comes to you and discloses, that it is automatic support. I am here for you. I am listening. That's what is needed.
If you have any social media account, you should definitely check out the NSVRC or the hashtag 30 Days of Sam. S-A-A-M. Some of the infographics are really creative, inspiring, and to the point. And that's what the National Sexual Violence Resource Center, or NSVRC for short, is really about. They are a nonprofit providing information and all kinds of resources to prevent and respond to sexual violence.
So we're basically a national repository for research and information in all aspects around sexual violence, from verbal harassment to rape. So in 2000, we were founded by the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape, which is the oldest and the largest sexual assault coalition. And also we're funded through the Center for Disease Control in the Prevention Division of Violence Prevention. So that's CDC.
A wide range of national organizations and communities tap into the NSVRC resources, mainly through the website.
We create materials for state, territory, and tribal sexual assault coalitions, community-based organizations, and also departments of health. But our resources also help communities like in education, K-12 schools, businesses, places of worship, military, colleges and universities.
On top of that, the NSVRC is also a library with almost 50,000 unique titles surrounding the topic of sexual violence.
And we have our podcast called Resource on the Go, and that you can tap into from any podcast provider and be able to get to hear interviews, from researchers or folks that are using our tools and what it looks like in their community. So that's also available too.
By the way, Resource on the Go is a great podcast, and we encourage you to check it out. Right after you subscribe to us, of course. We'll see you back here in 2 weeks when we will speak with RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, about their part in reducing the sexual assault kit backlog through SAKI, the Sexual Assault Kit Initiative. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. My name is John Alexander.